Hey, it's me, Richie T, and checking back in with the Salt Lake Fan Experience. It's Mr. Dan Farr on the phone. Thanks for joining me, Dan.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, a lot of cool things. I have to say that, I had gone back and forth. I heard about how you're bringing the Star Trek Next Generation bridge so that people can get their pictures taken, and I thought that was cool, right? And I was like, well, maybe I'll go for that. And then I heard about all the people that you're bringing with Walking Dead, and I was like, okay, you know, that sounds pretty cool. But you hadn't sealed the deal for me yet.
Oh, we had a little more work to do, huh?
Yeah, and until I found out that you're bringing the DeLorean from Back to the Future, and that's it. I don't think I'm going to go to any other part of the experience. I think I'll just hang out by the DeLorean.
That is so funny. Yeah, that's great. You know, I'll tell you what's been really interesting about this event and last event is to see each person or each thing we announce, how that becomes the tipping point for a whole other group of people. You know, it's like, wow, you just announced Denise Crosby. Okay, I'm coming now because I'm a big fan. Or Charles Fleischer, you know, the voice of Roger Rabbit. You know, people like that, you think, you know, they're not the biggest celebrities around. They're great celebrities, but they're not necessarily, you know, they're not Stan Lee, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In popularity, but they become that tipping point. And somebody says, okay, yeah, now that they're coming, I'm on board. And, it's fun to hear that with the DeLorean or, with you and anything like that.
You know, I think it's cool, too. You guys are doing a huge thing with the Kids Con, and I think that that's going to be a tipping point for a lot of people, because I'm sure a lot of adults go, oh, yeah, I could go do this. This would be fun. But what am I going to do with my kids? Or, you know, I really want to do something with my kids. So talk about the huge, huge, huge announcement for the kids.
Well, and that's a fun thing. You know, I do want to clarify that the KidCon is intended for the parents to be with their kids. So it's not it's not drop the kids off and run. It is something that, the parents, it is an opportunity for the families to be together there. And so we do want to make sure that's clear for everybody, that it's not a
we can't just drop them off, is what you're saying.
You can't just drop them off. You have to have somebody with them, an adult with them. So, but it is something that, KidCon is, it was us taking and pulling bits and pieces of what was typically available in a Comic-Con or the fan experience and concentrating that in a particular area of the show. And, I know that the families are still going to get around with their kids and see the other great stuff that's out there, on the main floor. But this is going to be an area where it's just really focused on the kids. There'll be entertainment set up specifically for kids. There's going to be training. We have the power, the Power Ranger Samurai coming, and we have they're going to be teaching, Power Rangers school or courses to teach kids how to be a Power Ranger and fight bullies. They're not fight, but you know what I'm saying.
Being bullied. I get what you're saying. It's
exactly.
Not
we're not
we're not training them to be samurai warriors, but I get what you're saying.
Exactly. Yes. But just good things that way. And
what's the big announcement? Are you beating around the bush? Are we not going to talk about it?
Let's see which one. I'm trying to think which one we're going to talk about here on that, because we do have, I think you're asking about, pertaining to KidsCon, are you talking about Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yes!
Well, we're still working out some of the details there. So we'll have some of the people that helped produce it. We're going to have them talking, but we're still working out the details as far as what level we're going to have them there.
Okay.
So,
But there will be some involvement there. That's enough for me.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, that would be fun. The producers of that, they have some ties to Utah. They've done some work here, and having them involved with fan experience again would be great.
And this all takes place. Let people know again where they can get tickets and where it takes place and when.
All right, so it would be the Salt Palace, our website, saltlakecomiccon.com. is the place to get the tickets, and the dates are April 17th through the 19th.
So it is a Thursday, a Friday, and a Saturday, and like you said, people can. There's nothing sold out yet, right?
Not yet. I say that carefully because, you know, there will be some things starting to sell out. You know, we as far as the floor space, now this is something that would be important for people to know, is that the convention center floor space, we've doubled the area that we had last time. So we have capacity for more people, and it is going to be a bigger event than what we had in September, but there'll be more space for that to go. And we have a lot more vendors than we had last year, and so that's, you know, that's another thing people can look forward to. There's just going to be a lot more to see. I know last time people got the 3-day passes and they still were only able to see a portion of everything that went on, and that's going to be the case this time. You know, there's just not enough time in the day to see everything that we have there. But that's what, you know, that's why we're trying to do it twice a year, give people a chance to have this experience 2 times a year.
Just one last thing, and then I'll let you go. I know that some people had talked about how lines were long. You guys have gotten to the root of that problem and have figured that out, yeah?
Absolutely. And that's, I mean, there's always going to be lines for certain celebrities and you know, photo ops and things. That's just, there's almost no way around that. But as far as the lines for people to get into the convention center, we've opened, we'll have a lot more points to get in than we had last time. And so, you know, our waiting to get into the event, once the event starts, will not be the problem.
All right.
There could be a little bit of a wait, but not anything like it was last time.
So people can get their tickets online, saltlakecomiccon.com. It is the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th of April. It's in downtown Salt Lake at the Salt Palace Convention Center. Thank you very much, Dan. We'll check in with you one more time before the convention.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. I love that.
We'll see you.
All right, thanks.